Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio this morning, Miss Neely Wilkinson. Thank you for coming out, for taking time for us to get to know who you are and who I get to tell people who you are. But I love guests coming in because we live in such a hectic life. And I was reminded earlier this week that, you know, I get into a lot of things because I want to be aware of what's going on in this world.
Right.
I do. And sometimes I go too far into those things. And I was reminded earlier this week that there is a, you know, God is still moving. He's still working. And that there is a revival that is taking place right now. And it was good to hear that from me because I do. I get caught up in not conspiracy theories, but I know we're being lied to in all sides.
We all get caught up in stuff like that.
You know, we are being lied to.
Right.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to learn who you are because we have guests that are listeners in New York, Texas, South Carolina, Florida, Kenya. So get ready, world. Miss Neely Wilkinson.
Well, you know, we are all, you know, children of God. So that has a big play in everything that I do. Just every time I think about something, you know, it's always, what can the Lord lead me to do today? And, well, I am a CNA at Columbiana Health and Rehab. And, like, it's a calling. It's a gift to be able to take care of people like that. And I feel like the Lord has led me to that place to be able to take care of those people. And it just makes me happy. Like, I didn't think, you know, elderly people would have such an impact on me personally, but they do. And, like, I love them. They're so funny. And it's just, it's great to be able to be with them every day. And I was born and raised here in Sylacauga. So, like, driving to Columbiana every day was a task to begin with. And then you're like, well, I have a 45-minute drive to think about what I'm going to do today. Mm-hmm. How am I going to help somebody? How am I going to make their day better? Because they can't leave the facility. They're mm-hmm. stuck there. That's their home. So you go in there and you go into their home and you take care of them. And it just, I love it so much. And then I also teach softball lessons. Okay. So I get to deal with all ages. I deal with the elderly during the day, and I come home and I deal with 8-9-year-olds in the evening time, and I teach them how to play ball. And it's so much fun because that's my passion is softball, and I love all of it.
Now, how did you get started doing the teaching? I know you played
right,
ball,
right?
And you were a very good softball player.
Thank you.
And how did it get to where you get to come back to where you played, and now you have these young girls that you're teaching? What started it?
Just the passion that I have for it. Like, I knew I wanted to get back into it after I played my 2 years in college. I just wanted to come back home, and I was like, I can teach people how to play if they're wanting to play. And their parents will bring them to me. I do lessons at All Sports Training Facility. It's over, I don't know which road it's on, but that's okay. I give lessons over there.
I'm glad you didn't point and say over there, because anybody listening would be totally like, lost
right
now.
I know. So I give lessons there, and it's great because that facility welcomed me in. Just, oh, you played ball. You can come work for us and teach other kids how to play. And I do hitting lessons, building lessons, and catching lessons. So it's so much fun, and I love it.
Well, who are your parents?
My parents are Chad and Donald and Wilkinson, and I have two older brothers, Bennett and Mackenzie Wilkinson. And my oldest brother gets married Friday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like being the youngest?
Well, some people like to say I was spoiled, but I don't think I was. But then I'm just like, yeah, maybe I was a little bit spoiled being the only girl and the youngest. And everybody's like, you get whatever you want. You get whatever you want. And I said, I'm sorry. You just can't be me. You can't get whatever you want.
That's right, because nobody can
Nobody can be me.
That's right. Nobody can do you. I mean, because that's why we're created.
That's differently.
Yeah, we're differently, but that's just God's imprint. That's
right,
that
is really cool.
Well, all right. We will be back for more from Miss Neely Wilkinson. You're listening to Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. This is Greg Wyckoff, your host, in studio with us, Miss Neely Wilkinson. Neely, I asked you one simple thing to do to come to the show. Right. And it's one of the... I had to turn your mic on. I cut you off.
Oh, my goodness.
It's one of the easiest things to ask, but then I find out it's really not hard, but a Bible verse can change in different times of your life. You know, we use verses to praise the Lord.
Right.
And then we need verses when we really need the Lord.
Correct.
And so I think the Bible says it's called seasons in life. And we have different verses for different seasons. So I would love to hear the verse you brought for this season of your life.
Well, I love this verse. It speaks to me personally, and it has changed the way that I look at things. It's Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. And I've always been told, you are the light. You bring light into every room. You bring joy to people. And when I read that verse, I was like, that explains who I am. Like, it explains me as a person. Because I'm a happy person. I'm always happy. I'm always talking good. Just being happy. And that verse just, like, it speaks to me and it speaks to my soul. And my granddaddy wrote, be the light, on a piece of paper. And I got it on my hip. Like, not my hip, my side. And so, like, he's always like, be the light, be the light, be the light. And you are the light. So it just, I love that verse.
Well, that is so neat, because in Walmart last night, my wife Mindy and I were in there, and we ran into one of her patients. And he asked me what my favorite color was. I said green, I guess. Green, Greg, I don't know. I just said green. Well, he opened his pocket up, and he handed me a little flashlight. I thought, well, that's odd, you know, in the middle of Walmart. But when we walked away, my wife said that he gives it to everybody because he says, let your light shine.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's his kind of ministry to give away. And, right. You know, now it's my time to talk about you, because that's the perfect verse for you. Because
thank you.
Well, I have adult ADD. And I was sitting in church Sunday while Pastor Patrick Harris was delivering a very good message. But I was thinking about something else for a minute, because my mind was just off on another little thing. And it was about, of all things, Jesus and the 12 disciples. And who would, not that I would ever be Jesus, but if I were in that position where I had to pick 12 people.
Right.
To go with me.
Who would you pick?
Who would I pick? And that's how I reached out to you and really wanted you this week.
Thank you.
Because you can call it a arrow in the quiver. You can call it whatever, because you would be one picked. Because the Lord has blessed you, Neely, throughout the years. You have been the magnet. You have a personality that God has blessed you with that draws people to you. And the Lord's given you that so they come to you and you can share his word with them.
Right.
And you know that. And yes. That's called a calling. And so to be as young as you are and know that's cool to see how the Lord works. because through Bubba's, through youth group, through the high school, I mean, people flock to you. And it's because of who you are. And you can say it's how your parents raised you. It's how you came through your family. But the Lord has given you he's given you a gift and you use it. So I appreciate that.
I remember the first day of Bubba's, and I walked in there, and you were like, "Hey there." And I was like, "I'm so scared. I don't want to be in here. I'm so scared." And then finally, I just opened up. It was the best times.
And then the floodgate came, didn't it?
It did. I just remember sitting in that chair in the corner. I was like, "Please don't talk to me. I'm scared." Because it was like sixth grade was my first year of public school, first year coming out of Knollwood Christian School, because that's the only school I'd ever known, was Knollwood. I only knew my four people in my class. That was it. And you go from a class of four to a class of 44. Like, that's a major jump. And I just remember, because I always grew up at First Methodist. That was the church I grew up in, and those are the only people I knew. I didn't go to school with them. I only went to church with them. And then coming to the sixth grade and then going to Bubba's and walking down those stairs by myself, I was so scared. So scared. And I never knew why I was scared, but I was just scared. Because I didn't want to say something wrong and hurt someone's feelings. Like, I didn't want to talk because I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
I don't think in that room you could hurt anybody's feelings, Neely. Because when you walk into a room of 30 sixth graders, it is, that's what people always ask me what it was like. I said, "Have you ever kicked an ant bed over?" That was the Bubba's room.
It was so much fun, though.
But if there was a room, and now I'm calling this room is like one too.
Right.
That there was something special about that room.
There was.
And now this room has become
right
that room. So you're going to stick around for some more segments?
I am.
All right. We'll be back more from Miss Neely Wilkinson right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Neely Wilkinson. You just listened to Pat Barrett. And coming up is Maverick City Music on Mix Sunday Morning.
It's Mix Sunday Morning in the studio with us. She's hung out with us for four segments. Well, this is really the fourth segment. Miss Neely Wilkinson, thank you again. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing. And I guess I'll have to pay you whatever you're charging me to come today. But now I always like to close the show with a devotion,
right,
or something that's just laid on my heart to share. But the kind of impromptu person I am, I'm going to throw the hot potato to you. If there's something, Neely, on your heart, you know, you teach young kids softball lessons. You're in a place where you work, where there's wisdom all around you. If somebody's listening this morning, or if they're listening on a podcast 10 years from now,
right,
what's something you could tell them?
Just honestly, it might be a storm right now, but the rain won't stay forever.
That's wisdom right there.
So.
And that is so truthful, because even in the Bible, when the storm mm-hmm. came and the boat was about, they thought it was going to tump over. And Jesus was there just as calm as he could be.
Yes.
And in our lives, we're like that. And we forget it. We forget that he's right there. And a lot of us, and I talked about it last week, you know, Daniel was saved from the lions, not because he cried out to the Lord when they threw him in there. It's because Daniel was consistent in praying three times a day, and the Lord honored him right, and sent an angel to shut the lions' mouths. And we just have to remember to praise God.
In everything that we do.
In everything we do, and in all times.
Yes.
Because we seem to forget him in the good times.
And beg but, for him in the back.
Yeah, when those storms come, yes. Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, Lord, please help me, help me, help me, help me.
Yes.
Help me, help me.
I wonder how many help me's he gets a day.
Ooh. I'd hate to answer that phone.
Just in our town, how many help me's he gets in a day.
Right,
but
imagine the entire world, how many help me's he gets.
But does that show you how much he loves us?
It does. It really does. Because he's going to answer your help me. He's going to answer your call for help, no matter what it is. Help me, Lord. I just stubbed my toe. Help it get better. And he's gonna help it get better over time. It's going to get better. It's not always going to stay bad. It's not everything's always going to be the worst of the worst. Because you can't get better if you haven't seen the worst.
That's right.
You can't look up if you've never been down. Thomas Rhett has a song and it says, you can never go up if you've never been down. And that's a country song. And you never think a country artist would say something like that in one of their songs. And a lot of people overlook it because, oh, he's a country artist. He doesn't sing for the Lord. But in that song, to me, he sings for the Lord. It might be a country artist, but he sings for the Lord in that song.
Because some of the best testimonies you hear from people, it's not because they had the perfect life.
Right.
That they were born into a rich family and they inherited a ton of money and, oh, life is great. It's the testimonies of those who have been through struggle.
Right.
Have been at the bottom.
Right.
Because sometimes God, but the coolest part about it is he only takes us as far as our knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Satan wants to pound us in the ground. He wants to put us in the corner and tell us that nobody loves us, that we're not worth anything, but God will only take you as far as your knees, and that's where he wants you.
So, just always keep your head up.
Well, Miss Neely, I love doing this part of the show too, because not that we want people to follow us, because if people follow us, we lead them down the wrong path. I mean, it's just it's human. It's just we're human.
Right.
Even the best of us are not going to be the best all the time. But how can people follow you to see your wonderful life you're blessed in?
Well, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. My Instagram's Neely Wilkinson and the same thing as my Facebook.
Well, follower, you will not be disappointed because, you know, as she mentioned in the first segment, she is and she knows she's a child of God. And that's why you are so special. And, you know, if you're listening, pray for Neely. And boy, God is using her now. I mean, is it a retirement home?
It is.
In a retirement home, to be your age, that is a calling of the Lord.
Right.
And he's put you where he wants you. And no matter what storm, too, God's plan works.
It does.
And his plan will be done the easy way or the hard way, but his will be done.
Correct.
Miss Neely, thank you for, again, taking the time to come. Thank you for blessing us with telling us who you are, telling us about your favorite Bible verse, learning a little bit about you and your best friend.
Yes.
And just this last segment, just being the awesome you that you are. Well, all right. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.